Good morning, church.
Good morning.
This morning's Bible reading is Psalm 23. It's a Psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths. For his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
So this morning, as I was reflecting on what to share, I want to speak a little bit about life, because life is like a roller coaster, isn't it? It has its ups and downs, and it has its challenges. Life is full of feelings and emotions and experiences. We're living in times that are challenging. They're challenging as nations of the world. They're challenging for our own communities. They're challenging for our churches, aren't they? We're living in times of great challenge. And pastorally, I think, again, we're living in times where there are great pastoral needs, aren't there? Both within the church, but also within our communities as well. And the one thing that I find as I talk to people both in the church and outside the church, and this is the common theme, that most people are searching for one thing, and that's peace. People are searching for peace. And that's what I want to reflect upon this morning. I'm using the Psalms a lot at the moment because the Psalms are a really useful resource to help us reflect on life. To help us to reflect on our relationship with God. I love the Psalms because they're full of emotions, they're full of passion, they're full of honesty about how they feel, both towards God and also the situations in which they find themselves in. But what you notice with all the Psalms is, as they open themselves to God, as they give that level of honesty, as they tell God how they feel, the ending for most Psalms is this, that they end up closer to God. And they end up recognizing that God is in all of the situations that they come to God with. I love the verse in James 4, verse 8, and it says this, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. John 14, 27 says this, Jesus said, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Therefore, do not let your hearts be troubled. And this subject of peace is a really interesting topic because many are searching for it, even Christians. We're searching for it. We wrestle with many of the things that we've got going on in life, and we long to be more at peace. But also, you hear it in our daily news, don't we? There are peace talks going on around the world, but very rarely are we finding the peace that God longs to give to us, that true sense of peace. And that's why I love Psalm 23, because it unlocks how we can experience this peace. Psalm 23 starts with this, the Lord is my shepherd. David has that personal and close relationship with God, and it's because he is close to God that he has peace in his life. Peace about his past, because David has a past, peace about where he was, but also David was at peace about where God was leading him. I love a song that we sometimes sing, and it has these words, no one but you, Lord, can satisfy this longing in my heart. Nothing I do, Lord, can take the place of drawing near to you. Only you can fill my deepest longing. Only you can breathe in me new life. Only you can fill my heart with laughter. Only you can answer my heart's cry. Father, I love you. Come satisfy the longing in my heart. Fill me and overwhelm me until I know your love deep in my heart. Only you can lead us to that place of peace. The Lord is my shepherd. So what can this psalm teach us about peace? The first thing that we notice is this, that we need to recognise that God is enough. We need to come to that place in all of our lives, and as we think about the world, and as we think about our communities and this city, we need to come to that place where we recognise that God is enough. David says, the Lord is. David makes this declaration, the Lord is my shepherd. God was enough for David. And I believe as we make this declaration about who God is this morning, hopefully we will begin to realise that God is enough for us today. So David says, the Lord is my shepherd, but if you read all the other Psalms, they give you this wonderful picture about who God is. And I'm just going to give you that picture this morning, because if nothing else, and maybe you're struggling with your prayer life or even your relationship with God, just declare these names of who God is, because as we declare about who God is, it's then that we get this peace. So the psalmist says, the Lord is a strong tower and a mighty fortress. He is holy. He is almighty, creator, awe-inspiring. He is banner. He is a shield. He is strength. He is beautiful. He is bountiful. He is sovereign. What does that mean? That God is in absolute control of everything that's going on in this world. He is healer, he is forgiver, he is justice, he is righteous, he is perfect in every way, he is defender, he is deliverer. God is good, God is gracious, he is great, he is immortal, he is invisible, he is God only wise. That is just some of the list that the psalmists give about who God is. And so I want to encourage you this morning just to continue to say and declare that these names of who God is, because as we do, we begin to remind ourselves that God is enough. He's more than enough, isn't he? All of those names are just absolutely beautiful, and they can meet every need that we face, but also many of the people that we're trying to reach out to. And I want to say this morning, because some people will say, well, he's a God for everybody else, but I don't feel that closeness to him. God is not just the God of the whole world. He's not just a God for somebody else. He is God for you and for me this morning. He is your God. He is my God. David says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. And I want to encourage you this morning in your relationship with God to stay close to him, because he is more than enough. And what I love is verse 3. This is God's promise to us. As we come near to God, he will refresh our souls. And I don't know about you, how many of you feeling a bit weary? Life is tough, isn't it? It's not because you stayed up till 4:30 watching the football, but generally, life is hard work. And actually, church life is hard work. More of our churches are getting burnt out because we're doing so many good things. But what God is saying to us this morning is this: look, come to me and I will refresh you. I will restore you. That's the purpose of gathering together for worship. It is to give him the honor and glory, but he wants to bless us as well. He wants to refresh us. He wants to restore us. And it's in that place of refreshment and restoration that actually we begin to find the peace that God longs to give to us. It's like that really hot day, isn't it? And it's beginning to get there, and I'm told it's going to get worse this week, so sorry about that. I can't do anything about that, but it's like a hot day, isn't it? What do you want to do? You just want to get a paddling pool of cold water and sit in it. And it's so refreshing. And you know, God recognizes that actually life can be wearisome and we can get tired. And he wants to be like that pool of water where he just refreshes us once again. But we need to keep coming to him. We need to keep coming and spending time with him. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not be in want. But the second thing we learn in this psalm about peace is this, that we need to recognize the place where God wants us to be. Because if we're not in the place where God wants us to be, then actually it gets a bit tough. But if we are in the place where God wants us to be, then we will be restored, we will be refreshed, we will be blessed. This psalm, and the important thing about this psalm is this, it's not about doing, but it's about being. And that's good to hear as a church, isn't it? Because so often we're saying, can you do this? Can you do that? But this psalm is not about doing. It is about being. One of the biggest lessons I learned during my 6 months before I came back into ministry was to recognize that actually it's not what we were doing that mattered. It was actually, what was my being like? What was my relationship with God like? Because after 25 years of ministry, you kind of just get a little bit burnt out, and maybe God just put us through that to take us out of it, to reflect on what my being with God was like. Because we're all like that, don't we? We're so busy doing, and we kind of look at not our success by what we do, but actually, how healthy is our relationship with God? What is your being with God really like? Can we lay things down in order to focus on our relationship with God? And it's hard, isn't it? It's one of my current church at the moment, they are so, so busy, and we're reflecting on, actually, what do we need to lay down in order to become healthier and more fruitful in the future? What do we need to lay down in order to help our relationship with God? You see, as we learn to be with God, as we learn to enjoy being with God, I believe that actually we become more fruitful when it comes to putting our faith into practice, when it comes to the doing. But if we are so worn out and we're so burnt out, when we do stuff, it's not going to be fruitful. And so we've got to learn to reflect together what is our being with God really like. Because the place that God wants us to be is in a good, healthy relationship with Him. Why? So that others too will come to know the goodness of God. I love reading the Bible, and one of the things that I love reading about the Bible is this, is God's passionate love for His people. God loves us. Isn't that a great thing to remember this morning? And one of my favourite passages is Hosea chapter 11. And, you know, God's people are not easy, are they? And back in the Bible times, and even today, I would say we're not an easy people to love. But in Hosea 11, God says this, "How can I give you up? I am God, you are my people, and I love you with an everlasting love. My love for you is passionate. My love for you, my commitment to you is just undeniable. I love you with an everlasting love." And as we think about that, God wants us to love Him with that same passion. So I'm just going to read a couple of sort of statements for us to think about as we think about God's love for us. These are the statements. The reason I live is to worship you. The reason I work is to worship you. And I wonder, does that change your mindset when you go to work? Why do you go to work? Is it to pay the bills? To pay your mortgage? To put food on the table? Most of us, that is why we work. But actually, the reason I work is to worship you. The reason I serve is to worship you. The reason we use our gifts in church is not because a rota needs filling, but because we want to worship God. The reason I spend time with my family is to worship you. The reason we do anything is to worship you. The reason we speak is to worship you. The reason we do mission and outreach and share God's love is to worship you. The reason we come to church is to worship you. That is the place where God wants us to be, that what we see in our lives is an opportunity to worship God. And as we worship God, He restores us and He refreshes us and He leads us to that place where He wants us to be. It's a place where we will be stronger and healthier, but it will also be that place where actually we begin to see fruit from all the mission that we do. And that is our prayer as churches, isn't it? We want to see fruit from the mission that we do. Don't we want to see our churches full again? If we do, then let people see what God means to each one of us. And then thirdly, there is peace in trials and in darkness, verse 4. And this is really important. This psalm reminds us that we are never alone. Whatever you're going through, whatever we're going through, we are never alone. And sometimes we just need to hear simple reminders on a Sunday morning and simple words from God. And this morning, this is the word that God wants to share with you this morning. I am with you. whatever else is going on, God says, I am with you. Even though you walk through the darkest valley, even though we will face things in life that are not nice, even though we may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we do not need to be afraid. God is with us. And ultimately, that is where our peace comes from, isn't it? Our peace doesn't always come from God answering our prayers, or we're given the job that we need, or we're given the money to do something, or whatever it might be. Our peace comes from this, that the God who created the heavens and the earth is with you and me in the situations in which we find ourselves in. And as he is with us, he promises he will lead us to that place of pastures new. As we come to a close, I love the words to another song. As I say, worship and songs have been an important part of keeping me close to God in these months that have been quite difficult. And this song is just so beautiful. Again, it means a lot. There is strength within the sorrow. There is beauty in our tears. You are meeting us in our mourning with a love that casts out fear. You are working in our waiting. You are sanctifying us. When beyond our understanding, you're teaching us to trust. I love that line. When beyond our understanding, and we don't always get things, you're teaching us to trust. Your plans are still to prosper. You have not forgotten us. You're with us in the fire and the flood. You're faithful forever, perfect in love. You are sovereign over us. And we need to hold on to that, whether we're thinking about the world context or whether you're thinking about church life and the work within Peterborough or whether we're thinking about our own lives. We just need to simply remember this morning that God is sovereign over all that's going on in this world. And then the final thought this morning is this. This psalm reminds us that because we have peace, because we have hope. And don't we have hope? And that's what we need to be giving out into the world. This psalm ends with a reminder what we have as God's children. We have provision, we have protection, we have guidance. But it ends with this really important reminder that we are moving towards a day when we will be with God forever and ever. And that's going to be a great day. When we see our Saviour face to face. He is preparing for us a beautiful table. I remember my grandpa always used to say, and I think some of you might have known my grandpa, I don't know, but he always used to say this, because there's that verse in John, that my Heavenly Father is preparing for me a mansion, because some Bible says room, but he said, I'm getting a mansion. And he always reminded me, God was preparing for each one of us something that's so much better than the here and now. He has a bigger plan for you and for me, so much better than the here and now. And we need to hold on to the wonderful truth of verse 6. Surely goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our life. Why? Because God is with us and God is leading us to that day when we're going to see him face to face. And so I just want to encourage you this morning. The Lord is our shepherd. And we're going to sing that song right now in a moment. And the chorus goes, and I will trust in you alone. And I just want to put that question out there this morning. Do you trust God with your whole life? Do you trust him where you are? Do you trust him as a church where God is leading you? I tell you, it's so good to come back. I came before lockdown when you didn't have a minister. It is so good that you've got a minister. It is so good that I'm seeing and hearing what is happening here at Park Road. And God has got even greater plans for you, and it's exciting. And so I just want to encourage you this morning to keep trusting in the God who has provided for you as a church. Trust him where he is leading you as well. The Lord is my shepherd, and he's promised to us this morning, I give you my peace. I do not give as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Let's just have a moment of quietness before we sing that closing song this morning. Let's just be still. And now may the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit be with us in this coming week. Watch over each one of our lives. Walk with us and protect us and draw us ever closer to you. Father, we thank you for those that have been gathered here and those that are watching and listening from home. And Father, we just ask that in this week, you you will just bless us in ways that we do not expect or imagine. And so, Father, we thank you, we praise you, and we worship you. In the name of Jesus, we bring each one of our lives. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you all.